live from Fenway Park. This is Pro Baseball Central's podcast. I'm McDonald, and I'm joined by Rich Mancuso. For game two of the World Series tonight, between the Red Sox and the Dodgers. So, Rich, it looks like the Red Sox last night really played their game and took it to the Dodgers.
Small ball, and they brought a touch. It's been a long game to get to the party. But Alex Cora is right back. And he did that all season. That's why he's been having a lot of big wins. And to this point now, getting through the World Series, you know, he's working effectively. And in particular, the last night, the bench. And Eduardo Nunez came up big. Three-run homer.
What I also wrote on New York Sports Day last night is that essentially the Red Sox held serve, and if they win tonight, they're holding serve. They're supposed to win the games in their home ballpark in a seven-game series. So, you know, we're going to be seeing more of a desperate Dodger team, but I don't think it's going to be that type of desperation where, let's just say the Dodgers won last night, and then you have a desperate Red Sox team, you know, coming in winning tonight. I think you might see it more of the same. I think the I honestly think the Dodgers have a good chance tonight to tie up the series.
Well, Ben Machado is key to get out of the lineup.
Right, we're going to start seeing that. They have the off day then tomorrow, so they can actually work it out that Eovaldi can pitch in game three or game four or possibly even game five in L.A. if it goes that far. But what we saw last night is the way the Red Sox play ball, and that is they hit, they situationally hit, they move runners along, they steal bases, they do small ball. And you know what I said? The best thing for baseball, the Red Sox with those long series might be great for baseball because it's such a copycat league.
Other teams. I've been saying that all year,
teams are going to start building for that.
I hope for the sake of the game, because the game can't just depend on home run and strikeout. You need to play small ball, and that shows what this Red Sox team does. And in a way, the Dodgers, they do that too. Not as good as the Red Sox, but they're effective with that too. And that's why both these teams are here in this World Series.
Right. The next time I want to hear about a launch angle is when something NASA does.
Yeah. I think so, Joe. And you know what? It comes down to also, again, as we said yesterday, bullpens and the strength of that. And in the postseason, that holds true more. And in this World Series, the Dodgers, again, might have that advantage. The Red Sox came out on top last night. The key to game two tonight, again, is David Price. If he can give the Dodgers length on the mound, I think the Red Sox will be in good shape with the lineup as constructed by Alex
Cobb. I fully agree with you. If David Price can do it, give him length, 5-6 innings. Do not get into the bullpen too early. They have a very good chance of winning. But if David Price does not come out well and they have to get into that bullpen early, we saw it last night. It's not the greatest bullpen in the world.
No. And the Dodgers can hit them easily. They have a lineup to do that. Left-handers, right-handers. See, that's another thing that makes this World Series so interesting. Both benches have a lot of depth. And when you have that, you can make your moves early.
Right.
And that showed in Game 1 last night.
Right.
Nunez was a great example of it. And, boy, was that a career moment for him and a moment that he said he's not the hero. He's not the hero. He signed to come back here to Boston, play for the Red Sox, because he thought the team would be here where they are now. And he said, I'm not the hero here. We all, this team is what it's all about. And, of course, Alex Cora, the rookie manager, in my opinion, would be rookie of the year based on the season, not the postseason. He knows how to push the right buttons, Joe. Let's face it.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows how to take a risk.
Yeah.
And they're coming, you know, his risks get rewarded.
He does. And he did it last night. So, game two tonight, Fenway Park, hour or so away. I like the Red Sox to come out of this with another win tonight. Again, though, how far David Price goes in this game. If he follows up effectively, as he did in his last postseason start against the Astros, and David Price has the fastball velocity and the control and is on the money with his breaking ball, in particular the curve, you know what? Then the Red Sox come out of here, go to L.A. with a 2-0 advantage.
That very well could happen, but I, for some reason, my gut said Red Sox last night. My gut says Dodgers tonight. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I still think it'll be a 7-game series, and we'll be back here next week.
Oh, yes. We'll definitely be back here
and
next week.
And we'll have another Fenway hot dog.
You know, right? We'll have another Fenway hot dog, and we'll have another lunch in the North End.
That's right.
Okay. So for Rich Mancuso, this is Joe McDonald signing off to the Pro Baseball Central podcast. Come to New York Sports Day tonight, and you'll be seeing Howie Carpen recapping the game. Switch and I will be traveling right after the game. And we will be back tomorrow with another edition. And Rich and I will be doing our thoughts on the website. So for Rich Mancuso, this is Joe McDonald signing off. And we'll see you next time.
Very good.